thankfully, I can confirm that lifeguards have been there since Monday. But up until then, we didn't have any lifeguards for the earlier part of the summer months, which probably would have been the busiest period, to be honest with you. And that's also the story for Shrieve, Blue Flag Beach and the peninsula also. It comes down to a couple of factors, really. I've made multiple representations on this issue, and after speaking recently with the person in charge of safety at our beaches, he told me that this year the age restriction now is 18. Previous years, 16 and 17-year-olds could have applied for the position, but unfortunately, this year onwards, there's an 18-year restriction on that. And that coupled then with the fact that we don't actually have a deep pool within the peninsula. All lifeguards that take up employment within the county must pass a pool test on top of the accreditations that they may have already. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, because Buncrana has been closed for an extended period of time, we're really looking at Letterkenny as the nearest pool suitable to conduct those tests. So unfortunately, those two things coupled together have had an effect on the amount of applicants that have actually met the criteria, unfortunately.
And you're satisfied that the positions were advertised with enough vigour to attract candidates, are you?
Well, I mean, this was a bone of contention. I did suggest that the local newspapers, whilst they have a great reach, I did suggest that possibly Highland Radio might be a better platform, or social media, or any of the other media platforms that younger kids of that age may use. I don't think there's too many 18-year-olds picking up the newspapers and buying them. So I think they need to look at how they're advertising those positions, and possibly even touch base with local representatives, stakeholders, and people that work in the industry, and maybe pull from a pool of knowledge that they may have, and maybe identify candidates at an earlier point.
Yeah, far be it from me to sort of make suggestions, but you know, what about calling around secondary schools the peninsula and asking asking the teachers to facilitate a conversation amongst fifth and sixth years? You know, they will be heading towards 18, hopefully by next summer. It could be something they could work towards, you know, and sell the benefits of it.
Definitely,
help
yeah.
your community, you know, get a cert and get paid during the summer. You know, go to the people. If we're not recruiting, go into the schools and say, you know, I know it's a cold sort of wet November in 2022, but this could be an option for you in your own local community in 2023. I mean, we have to be proactive on these things, I think.
Without a doubt, I would fully support any ideas that would help to broaden the scope of that application process, and any ideas that anyone may have, you know, they should share them, because it's paramount that we preserve the life of our children on the beaches and anybody else that may get into difficulty. It's hopefully going forward, we'll have a daily lifeguard representation there for the remainder of August, and then for the first two weekends into September. And after that, we need to concentrate collectively and make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I think the lack of a pool in... sorry, Johnny. I think the lack of a pool in Inishowen is not insignificant, because if you're sort of on the brink of, oh, should I do it, should I not do it, and then you're faced with round trips to Letterkenny, for example, it could put people off. It probably has put people off. So, you know, it firstly, that facility should be available in Inishowen in any case. But this is a further argument for it to be there, isn't it? Because, as I say, you know, not every...
Certainly
if
so,
we're
yeah.
talking about young people, not everyone has parents with a car or can make those round trips. You know, we need to make it as easy as possible and not focus everything in Letterkenny.
Definitely so. I mean, it's Letterkenny's just beyond many people from Inishowen. It's just beyond their reach. You know, these young kids wouldn't probably have their own vehicles, and possibly travelling by bus and back, it probably wouldn't suit either with the timetables and all. So it needs to be localised. The entire thing needs to be localised. And if we have to build a purpose-built facility for lifeguards to train, I'm sure it wouldn't be that expensive to ascertain whether somebody can thread water or not, or do how many laps in one breath, whatever the criteria is. I mean, it has to be delivered as a matter of urgency. And one other thing I'd like to point out, there should be more of an emphasis to advise people to swim within the patrolled area that's there at the moment where the lifeguards are on duty. But if and when the lifeguards are not on duty, there should be almost a grading system for each beach within the peninsula and the county, for that matter. And it should be very clear where the safest beaches are in the absence of the supervision of the lifeguards. And being from Kildare myself, I know as a child we would never have been allowed to swim at the larger beach because of that riptide that tends to take place just around the centre there when you come down from the large footpath at the football club. And we would always have gravitated towards a small little beach known locally as the White Shore, and it's more sheltered by outcrops of rock there on either side, and it's just a safer place for kids to get into the water. So in the absence of lifeguards, that's where young kids should be. And obviously when the lifeguards are there, people should gravitate to that area that's patrolled and supervised by them.
Yeah.
So
now,
it's just something maybe we could look at in the future, is grading the safety of the beach on a star rating.
Yeah.
You know, and making it very obvious to people attending.
It could be a thing. If the letter of the law as it relates to blue flag criteria is followed, I'm not sure what that might mean for these beaches, because one of the criteria for blue flag beaches is that they have a lifeguard and proper signage, or not signage, sorry, that doesn't form part of it, but safety equipment, life rings, etc. You know, I mean, do you have concerns that this beach could lose its blue flag status if the letter of the law is applied here?
Well, I hope not. I sincerely hope not. And hopefully with the recent arrival of the lifeguards, hopefully we can maintain that presence there for the remainder of the season. And hopefully if we have to make a case to preserve the blue flag beach here for the area, it's paramount. You know, if we lose a blue flag beach, we lose the lifeguards. So therefore the safety goes out the window as well. And then you have the ramifications it has for local businesses and tourism in the area.
Yep.
So we rely heavily on the blue flag beach, as does any area in proximity to blue flag beach. So I hope that this doesn't have any negative effect on our status going forward, and we'll be lobbying strongly to preserve the current blue flag beach that we're so proud to have, and it's such an important part of this community.
Yeah,
so
incidentally,
I hope that doesn't happen.
Incidentally, a fresh water, drinking water supply is supposed to be at every blue flag beach as well. I'm not sure how widely that's enforced. Is there a fresh water supply at Kildare?
Well, we do have one at the car park by the children's playground, and we have lobbied for another one at the larger car park where we've been trying to steer the motorhome traffic to. So we actually have a number of issues at our beach, and I'm sure the issues are probably constant throughout the county. But we've been waiting for an on-site meeting with representatives from the council, and we've been waiting too long, actually, because we have a number of issues that need to be ironed out, and that is one of them.
I hope one of you two at some point over the winter raise the issue of signage. I don't know what the problem is with proper signage at beaches. We had the issue recently, Murder Hole, people coming up visiting. Yes, of course, the name might suggest it's dangerous, but there's no signage to suggest how dangerous it actually is. And we had a close shave there as well. There's no signage there. I think there was another issue with signage on a couple of days I was off in another part of the county. You know, warnings, I know you're talking about a graded system, and that would be, I think that's it's a good idea. But in terms of actually just basic signage to advise visitors to our beautiful coastlines, like, we need to get our act together on that, I think, by the time we reach next summer. You know, we've had the warnings this year. Let's not reflect on 2022 and having not learned from those warnings with a tragedy in 2023.
Well, you know, maybe we could go a step further and map the entire beach system of the country, and possibly some of the kids that are learning this type of skill now in the university system, or the professionals that are there already. Maybe they could put together a mapping system that's available on, you know, your Android or your iPhone.
Be an interesting,
people could bring up the information for the beach.
It'd be an interesting
visiting,
transition
you know?
Year project for some school, actually.
It would indeed. It would be very good.
Okay. Something needs to be done anyway. All right. Well, let's hope they don't apply the letter of law, because if you do, the beach could be under threat of losing its status, but we hope that's not the case.
I certainly hope not.
All right.
I certainly hope not. Now, the signage, just on the signage issue, we are expecting new signage for Kildare Beach in the near future, and I do believe there's a person dedicated to signage throughout the county now, and hopefully that will make some inroads there with signage at the various locations that you've referenced yourself also.